the time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OACA, GAPA, LA, SLA, SLA, ACRRR, MM, DRA, HA, Opiates Anonymous. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. We don't speak for any of those guys.
No. We just don't.
Wait till you hear this show. We don't even speak that well for ourselves.
Clearly.
My name is... Well, welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet.
Welcome back, Shelley.
Welcome back from...
Hi.
Where your dreams were your ticket out.
Can't talk about it, can you?
Where'd you go, Shelley?
I went to Vegas.
Now, we had a discussion a few shows ago. You guys will remember that show. It sucked. You didn't have to fly, so you didn't have to worry about the NSA.
Nope, I took the bus.
You didn't have
that
to...
That was an adventure.
You didn't have to do any driving. You got to screw around on your laptop the whole way. What did it end up being? $61 round trip.
Which was cheaper than the gas.
Like a third of what the gas would cost, or a half of what the gas would cost.
Not bad.
So tell us about...
Let's banter a little.
Oh, let me tell you, we could probably lose the whole boozy news for this part, because... Shelley, tell us about... Well, tell us about your bus trip.
The bus trip? Well, the bus trip up there wasn't so eventful. But you're wrong, I couldn't use my computer on the bus because there's no room.
Oh.
So I just read my book and fell asleep.
Oh.
So that was not that exciting. And you were all concerned. You wouldn't leave me. When we went to drop me off at the bus station here at home, you wouldn't leave me at the bus station because it didn't look like that great of a neighborhood to you. Well, the bus station...
You know, the neighborhood there is Claremont. Claremont is fine. It was the woman standing out front going, can I talk to you? I mean, this was like Sling Blade's wife, except for... Worse looking.
Okay, so you wouldn't leave me alone at the Claremont bus station. Well, that bus station has nothing on the Vegas bus station. We're talking the equivalent of Rampart.
James thinks LA. That the bus station is on the street behind where Fremont Street Experience is.
That's where the train station is.
That's where the train station is?
Yeah.
The bus station is at Main and South 200, which is... not a nice area. There's a boarded up casino. That's how bad it is. It's so bad there's a boarded up casino.
You know what? If you go not very much further than when Fremont Street is, there's a lot of boarded up stuff.
It was a really bad neighborhood. On the way home,
Hence why all the really nice hotels now are at the opposite end of the strip.
Well, when I got there, there was nobody to help me. There were no cabs. There was no phone book on the payphone, so I couldn't look up a cab company or anything like that. I ended up calling my mother.
So Shelley, thinking quickly, pulls out her cell phone with internet and looks up the number for the cab company.
No, Shelley, click thinking with her cell phone, calls up her mother, who's actually at the hotel, and has her mother send a cab. It worked.
Perfect.
But on the way home, when I went to the bus station this morning, I actually ended up paying three drunks $10 to leave me alone.
To go drink.
Yes. I'm just getting them here faster. That's all.
$10.
Each or total?
Total.
Oh, that ain't bad.
You could have gave them a buck each. They would have each got a bottle of Thunderbird.
I paid like seven or eight drunks $5 each not to help me load something one time.
I told Shelly, I said, you sat in a bus station, you pulled $10 out of your purse and gave it to three homeless guys. I'm like, I'm surprised you didn't have a line. Bunch of line of drunk people coming up. Hey. First, you know what her first mistake was? Gave someone a cigarette.
Yes, I gave some. Somebody asked me for a cigarette because I was smoking a cigarette. They asked me for one, and I gave one. And then the next guy, I had three guys that were hovering around me.
I bet you did. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
So that was the last adventure, but the bus ride home wasn't bad.
So, what time did your bus leave to out of Vegas?
This morning.
Yeah.
8:30.
What time did you get to the bus station?
In Claremont?
No, in Vegas.
Oh, like 7:15.
Ooh, that's a long time to sit at that bus station.
Yeah, it is.
You didn't notice on your way in that it might not be a place to hang out at for a long period of time?
Well, I did notice that, but I didn't really have much of a choice.
Oh, okay.
Did you buy a gun from that guy outside?
No.
Before you went in?
No.
How about... Now, tell us about the monorail.
What monorail?
The free monorail.
That I didn't know about.
That does 6 miles of strip now. Like 3 miles down and three miles back.
Okay, so we took a cab.
The one that you and I talked about before you went, how you really didn't need to drive because there's a free monorail.
Well, I didn't see any signs for it or anything like that, and I forgot all about it.
The hotel right next to hers has one of the biggest stations. Right in front of the hotel.
We were staying at the Mirage, and we wanted to go to do the Fremont Street Experience thing that they have.
Yep.
And so we decided to take a cab to Fremont Street, and it cost $21 each way.
That seems pricey.
They saw him coming. They said, where are you guys from? Poughkeepsie?
And then so I get home and I tell Bruce this and I get crap for it because I didn't know about the monorail.
Did you have fun?
You knew about the monorail because we
did
talked about
it. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, we had a great time.
Well, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the singer at the Fremont Street, like, let me just point out that, you know, shout out to the singer at the Fremont Street Experience. This girl was wearing a see-through blue top and black thong underwear, and that was it.
Mark, what are you doing after the show?
Would she sing?
I don't know. I forget.
I want to be loved by you and nobody
she touch
else
yourself?
But you?
No, she didn't. She was too busy.
Did she do the divinals? Oh.
I don't know. I don't really remember what she sang because I was too busy staring.
Thanks.
Oh, but she was also wearing some fuzzy boots.
Okay, now, second part of the question. Your cell phone, which has internet, also has a camera.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Thanks.
Sorry, I didn't take any pictures.
So the half-nude woman up singing on the stage, you didn't even take a picture of?
No, I forgot.
That phone actually takes pretty darn good pictures,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it does, too. Forgot about that. And I didn't go to the naked pool.
Unbelievable.
We had to have reservations to get in. You couldn't just walk in and, like, look at stuff. You had to get reservations and go in.
Okay,
and
so you're going on, you know, when you go, it's on Saturday, you make reservations for, I don't know, Tuesday?
You have to be in a bathing suit. You have to be there for that purpose.
That'd be a good purpose.
I didn't have a bathing suit.
We were talking about your bathing suit when you won the Miss Rancho Cucamonga.
Yes, I didn't.
Because you started talking about your bathing suit and what your mom said, and this is shortly after we were talking about this at lunch.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is riveting for the
So what people. Else went on in Vegas?
Well, I lost about $200 over the course of 5 days.
Fortunately, apparently a bunch of it wasn't ours. Oh.
Edit.
I'm not saying anything past that. Yikes.
Edit. So now you've totally thrown a monkey wrench in the works. Now I can't remember what I was going to say.
You lost a bunch of money.
My mom and my sister went to see Zoomanity.
Zoomanity?
Yeah, we only had 2 tickets, so I didn't go. Because I've seen Cirque du Soleil before, and my mom hadn't, so.
Oh. Zoomanity.
But it was a lot of fun. And, you know, okay, I have one thing to ask you. People, will you stop that? People are always saying that there's so much cheap food in Vegas.
Yep.
Okay, not where we were.
You're at the Mirage.
No cheap food at the Mirage.
It was $30 just to go to the buffet.
No cheap food at the Mirage.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You need to venture out.
I was stunned at how much I spent on food.
Do you know if you went out?
You know, well, first off, you know when you go into the hotel room, there's a magazine there that says Las Vegas.
Yeah, tells you where all the good deals are.
Tells you where all the good deals on food are.
Well, and I knew where one of the good deals was. It was at the Hard Rock Hard Rock Casino because they have the Lucky Seven restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And it was on the Food Network, and it was steak, shrimp, salad, and mashed potatoes for $7.77.
Well, that's a deal.
That's a deal.
Yeah, it is a deal. But my mom and sister didn't want to go because it was too far away.
Okay.
But you went to Fremont Experiences, which is past the end of the strip.
Yeah. I can't explain it.
The Orleans?
Never heard of it.
Okay, next time for Vegas.
You were at the Mirage?
We're going.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
it looks like you could see it from the back windows. So.
Oh.
That's okay. You can
the
see
the Rio.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I know where the Rio is.
Yeah. You can see the monorail station from there, too.
Yeah. All those hotels that are just off the strip.
I'll have everyone know at home that thinks I'm picking on Shelley about the monorail.
You are.
She said it was completely okay to talk about the monorail in the show. Did you not, Miss Burnett?
Yes, I said that.
But she also said to make it interesting.
It's interesting as hell to me.
You know, I have to say one thing that I and this is a little moment here. Get out your Kleenexes. One thing that was brought to light, and I'll explain the circumstances to you later, that I realized while I was gone, not that I didn't know it, but I didn't really know it, but that I am extremely lucky to have you.
What kind of drugs were involved in this?
There were
revelation?
No drugs. There were no drugs. I'm just... When I look at
other people's...
Did
you just watch Siegfried get torn apart or something?
When I look at the trouble that other people have with their relationships and stuff in their lives, and I realize how lucky I am to have the relationship I have, and I just wanted to say thank you.
That's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
I'm gonna, Mark, get out the humble trophy. We're giving it to Shelley.
Hold on. I'm getting misty here.
Play Misty for me.
So I'm getting dewy.
So now can we move on to the boozy news?
Yeah, there's not going to be a lot of boozy news this show, but you know what? That's going to work out just about perfect then. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Maxed out the board.
That was rocking Foley skills right there. Shock
and that's the end of the boozy news.
In Vancouver, an island in the island community of Coombs, Wendy Huntbatch.
Huntbatch?
Huntbatch.
The Huntbatch of Notre Dame?
Huntbatch.
Huntbatch.
The Huntbatch of Notre Dame.
Huntbatch.
She rescues birds.
Oh, that's sweet.
Parrots and other birds that are she's dealing with them after they've been mistreated by drug users and dealers. A lot of the birds actually are addicted to drugs. For fun, these dealers give them drugs. So these birds end up going through withdrawal.
Those dealers aren't addicts.
Yeah.
You don't share with the bird.
And she uses... She actually
Polly wants some cracker?
Polly wants some crack.
She actually uses the birds. School kids come to a refuge to see the birds, and she uses them to illustrate the dangers of drugs because she'll show them a healthy bird of that species and then show them one that's been addicted to a drug.
Got sores all over its face.
Exactly. And its feathers
scratching
falling
his wing
out.
Going, hey, mister, you got chocolate?
Yeah, and its feathers are falling out. And
keep me down some love on the wing.
Got no color or anything. And she'll show them, you know, the difference between the two birds and show the kids that that's what using drugs looks like. So it's a useful tool.
Cool.
Yeah.
I got to ask this. Do they make the birds go cold turkey?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Just checking.
In Mexico, the mayor of a town in northeast Mexico survived an apparent assassination bid Friday
awesome.
After his bodyguards repelled the attackers in a gunfight that left three gunmen dead and two others detained.
Mayor 3, cartel 0.
And it was actually the police bodyguards that protected him. So the police aren't doing too bad in that town.
That's what I'm saying, man. You know, Mayor 3.
Which town was that?
Garcia. It's near the northern industrial hub of Monterey.
Oh, okay.
Which has seen a surge in drug cartel-related violence.
I got to tell you, Mexico over the last couple of years, it's really sad what's going on there. Because that just used to be a great place to go hang out. And now nobody wants to go down there. Unless you're stupid or drunk.
Yeah.
Or drunk and stupid.
Yeah, I could rent places on I can rent places on iTex in Mexico right now literally for like almost nothing. Like these places that sleep 25 people right on the beach for like 2,000.
Insert iTex ad.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to charge Peter for that.
Yeah. So I've got friends who have homes down there who've invited me to come down and stay. And
yeah, why?
Yeah, you know.
Why would I?
Okay, back to you now.
Moving on now. Back to me. In New York, a drug raid went awry Saturday when a police officer accidentally fired his gun and wounded the suspect's elderly father.
Oops. What was his father doing there?
He was asking. He was asking people to kiss his ring.
Well, it was at the guy's home.
Okay.
The guy that was being raided.
Uh-huh.
So I guess his father was just there.
Well, then if the father was there, he would be part of the raid, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah. Actually, that's true. It's called conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was struck in the stomach. He is in stable condition and is expected to survive.
Stomach is not a good place to get hit. Ow. You got one more?
One more?
We'll do one more.
If I can turn the page.
Turning the page?
You turn the page on your old drug life. Why can't you turn the page on this?
A 51-year-old married father of two is suing GlaxoSmithKline, the pharmaceutical company, saying that the drug he took for Parkinson's disease has turned him into a gambling and gay sex addict.
That's what I'd claim if I was the kid.
I don't understand this.
So the kid...
I got nothing.
The kid claimed this to the father, I'm guessing. That's what made him gay is the, you know what? The kid's trying to come out of the closet desperately, and the only way he could figure to do it is blame it on the drug.
No, the father was claiming.
Well, how does the father know the kid is gay? Let me guess. The kid told
him. There is no kid in this story.
There's no kid.
Oh, the father's gay.
Yes.
Oh, that's how he's coming out of the closet. And he wants to sue someone to take him down with him.
He alleges that he became a compulsive gay sex addict and began exposing himself on the internet and cross-dressing. And his antics led to this married father of two being raped.
That's how he came out of the closet. Now he's trying to blame something else for it and make some money. So at the end, he'll be out of the closet and he'll have a bunch of money.
I don't know. I don't know how a drug could... cause those kind of behaviors, but then
nobody's going to know that, and he's going
to
end up losing the case. But that's how he came out
of
the closet.
Bottle.
Yeah, really.
Side effects may include
may cause drowsiness. You know, do not ever eat heavy machinery. Irritability and gay sex addict.
Exhibiting yourself on the internet.
Yeah, and gay porn sex addict.
Sweet.
And that's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
Don't forget the Colleen Williams 16th Annual Charity Golf Tournament to benefit Casa de las Amigas. You can get more information on that at casadelasamigas.org. And you can always call Kate Call.
You can.
626-795-5505, 626-795-5505, or you can also look on the website and find their 800 number.
But you know, Kate's not going to be there for the next, like, couple weeks, so just call.
Call the 800
just
number.
Just call and ask about the golf tournament.
There you go. Sweet.
Someone will be there to give you. Someone will be there to sign you up and take your credit card information.
I'm sure they will, yes. Dr. Drew might be there, but that's a might.
That's right.
But there's a bunch of other guys. Fritz Coleman. Who has quite the stand-up comedian who was a weather guy on Channel 4 is going to be there.
Yep.
Sweet. So,
now,
did we even discuss the topic?
Nope.
We didn't even discuss the topic. Time to figure one out. Let's go to the peanut gallery. Sarah.
Songs my sponsor sung to me.
Songs
advice
my
advice your sponsor's given you along the way.
Okay. Shelley.
Shelly giggled so she can start.
Yeah, what kind of advice has your sponsor given you along the way?
The one I heard about a million times, and by the time, before I finally got it, I just wanted to kick her. She would constantly say, "You're right where you're supposed to be." I hated that.
You were, because if you weren't supposed to be there, you wouldn't have been there.
Yeah, but that was just really annoying. Because when you're really depressed and everything looks like crap and you're wondering why the heck you even got sober in the first place, hearing, "You're right where you're supposed to be," is like, oh, and I'm supposed to be here?
Yeah. You're not supposed to be enjoying yourself. I came to the program because I wasn't enjoying myself. So your sponsor used those are clearly, I can't think of the cliches.
Yes, cliches.
Is she full of the cliches?
No, not particularly full of them, but she did use a few. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones.
Mark and I say one thing so many times, it's eventually going to be a cliche, and it probably already is in some places.
Don't drink or use no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we say that all the time. That's a good answer to pretty much every problem.
That's right. Don't drink.
I'm having problems with
my
girlfriend. Don't drink or use no matter what.
Right.
I'm having problems at work. Don't drink or use no matter what.
Third edition of the Big Book, read page 464 in its entirety. Do exactly what it says to do and go to a meeting.
Page 464 of the new book or the old book?
The third edition. Which is the old one.
I don't know what's on page 464.
It's blank.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't do anything. Just go to a meeting.
I like that one. I'm going to start. Can I use that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. People all over right now are pulling out Big Books.
I'll have my sponsee going nuts.
They're all looking for the third edition.
Now watch this. Watch me stop them, both these guys in their tracks. What page should they read in the basic text?
Basic text?
Yes.
I don't know. I haven't gotten all the way through it.
Up through what you've read so far?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay, I was just checking.
What page is it?
Page 12.
And whatever is on page 12 is what you intended.
Absolutely.
Because it doesn't matter what's on page 12, because you just threw page 12 out there just
It's
because.
Absolutely. Wait, go read it later and you'll see.
Because whatever is on page 12 will be good.
You know what? That's just like saying page 449 of the old version of the Big Book and page 419 of the new one.
I thought it was 417.
417.
Is it 417?
417.
I think so.
Okay.
We should not have to keep up with the younger generation.
I think that you should read from the top of page 96. If you're thinking about getting in a relationship and recovery, start reading at the top of page 96. The book will tell you exactly what to do.
Yes.
Do not be discouraged if your prospect does not respond at once. Seek out another alcoholic and try again. You're sure to find someone desperate enough to accept with eagerness what you have to offer.
This is if you're looking for a date?
Yes. That's not what it's really for. What it's really for is sponsees.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But the guy gets told by his sponsor, hey, you know, he's having problems with, you know, meeting a girl and sex and sobriety and all that. And the sponsor says, you got to read page 69, which, as fate would have it, page 69 is about sex.
Yeah.
But the guy screws up and he goes to page 96 instead and starts reading at the top.
I had a guy poach a sponsee from me a few weeks ago.
Poach?
Yeah.
Did he shoot him?
No, he actually went to him in a meeting and told him that he should sponsor him. That he'd be a much better sponsor for him.
Whoa.
So.
That sounds a bit off.
Really?
Yeah. I told him awesome. I said, that's great. If that's what you want, go for it. He came to me yesterday and asked if I'd sponsor him again. Yeah.
Did I talk to this person the other day?
Probably.
Oh, because they said they were on their way over to your house.
Yeah, probably.
Oh. Interesting. Okay. So, Shelly, any other stuff?
My mind has gone blank. Sorry,
well,
you'll have
like
to move
for
on.
Me, it's like, I mean, because I've had a number of sponsors, and all those cliches, they throw all those cliches out. You know, don't drink or use no matter what. Expect a miracle. Keep coming back. I mean, how many times have you heard the keep coming back thing? I hear keep coming back at NA meetings. For sure started in AA. I don't hear it as much in NA, but I mean, it's like it's so universal.
My sponsor, not a big cliche guy.
No?
No.
I got keep it simple.
No other words attached to that?
No, she didn't do that.
Stupid.
No, she didn't do that.
Apparently I was lame because mine said keep it simple, stupid. Shelly's sponsor had respect for her.
Yeah, apparently.
How about you, Mark?
Well, I would share with my sponsor, and his response usually would be, what did you expect, silly?
Oh, God, I forgot the big one. What's your part in it?
Yeah,
I would get that a lot. Yeah. What's your part in it?
My sponsor told me about a couple months into this program that what I really needed to do was learn how to have fun in sobriety, because if I wasn't having a good time, what was the point?
I like that.
That's sound advice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet. Let's all go to Vegas. Ride the monorail. So.
Now, how about stuff your sponsor told you, Bruce, that you paid no attention to?
Oh, when I got divorced? For a long time, I totally didn't do anything he did. I mean, I had the worst, you know, and I had years, multiple double-digit years, right around double-digit years, and I did nothing right. And I got told, you need to pray for her every day, you know, for 30 days.
Pray for her every day?
Pray that she gets...
See, I used to pray for my ex every day. I pray that she went to heaven tomorrow.
Yeah, well, see, he said, you need to pray for her, and I said, can I pray for that she gets what she deserves? And he says, you can only pray that she gets good things. And that didn't sound that great, so I didn't do it for a long time. And you know what? I used to obsess about what was going on all the time. Mm-hmm. And literally when I started praying for her later, I wasn't as obsessed with it anymore. But I did it all wrong. I mean, I didn't listen. I mean, that would be a year or 2 years of my life where I did nothing my sponsor. I did the other stuff. I didn't drink or use or anything, but mm-hmm. I didn't do any suggestions on how to make that better. That wasn't a good idea. How about you, Shelly? Anything you were told to do that you just flat out didn't do?
Since you've been racking your brain for the last 4 minutes.
And how did that work out?
Yeah,
ready to be broken now like a pool cue?
Early on, when I was writing my fourth, I got about halfway through writing it, and I called her and said, I refuse to do this. I will not do this. This is too much. I can't cope. And she
without
just
my
said,
dope.
And she just said, okay, let's go back to the third step now.
Nice.
That's right.
You're having a little problem letting it go?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
I'm going to do my fourth. Good. Let's go back and do your third.
How about you, Mark? Your sponsor ever give you anything to do that you just didn't want to do? Or that you didn't do?
I have stuff to do now that I don't want to do.
How about stuff that you didn't do?
I only have to do it if it comes up. You guys know what that is, but, you know, I've discussed that with you privately. And I don't want to do it.
Let's share it with everybody.
No, let's not. But, you know, it's an interesting thing with my sponsor because in 26 years, my sponsor's never told me to do something that's gotten me loaded. So, therefore...
Yep, neither is mine.
So, therefore, I'll continue to take his direction until the day that happens.
You know what the unfortunate thing for me was? I think I discovered early on that he gave me direction that even if I didn't follow it, I wouldn't get loaded. It was more of that betterment of your life stuff instead of the keep you sober stuff. And I found, like, the stuff clearly with my ex-wife,
yeah.
I'm done getting loaded. I ain't getting loaded. It doesn't matter what happens. I'm not getting loaded. So I wasn't in danger of getting loaded, but I was in danger of not living very well.
Well, you know, the problem is look, we're about as physically sober as we're ever going to get. We can't get any more physically
sober. Yeah, we're
cracking
around the edges. We're so dry.
Yeah, we can't get any more physically sober than we are now.
No.
So all that's left is the emotional and mental stuff.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, so my sponsor, there's nothing my sponsor could tell me that would get me loaded. But there's stuff he tells me that I'm not always positive I want to do. It's not going to get me loaded if I don't do it, but I could probably live better if I did it. Yeah. Shelly, final words on the subject?
Oh, I don't
know. And welcome back, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you know what? One other thing happened in Vegas.
Uh-oh. What else happened in Vegas?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Apparently
in
not.
Vegas?
Tell us on the radio.
Apparently not. One other thing happened. So I'm in a casino.
Imagine that.
I'm by myself. My mom and sister are off doing other things.
What was his name?
She orders a drink.
I'm sitting at the sports bar.
What was his name?
Playing the poker machine, the 25-cent poker machine. And they give you free drinks.
They do.
And literally, the thought that went through my mind was, there will come a time when we have no defense against the first drink. The following thought was, damn straight I have a defense. I have God. And it was like just this fleeting sort of random thought process. And then I went back to my club soda.
I think we should end there.
See, if I had a thought like that, I would have knocked out the waitress. That would have been my defense. Get away from me!
Okay, maybe not.
No, I didn't need anything else. I had God.
Okay.
Did you win?
No.
You didn't have God.
Did you lost money? Yeah.
No, it's just me not being a very good poker player.
You should have pulled out, you know what? You should have pulled out the convenience store God for just a minute. God, please, can I win this?
That's right. God, let me win this and I'll donate some of it to you.
So what would your final words on the sage advice of sponsors?
Sage advice of sponsors. You know, I'm like Mark. I decided to follow this on blind faith and just do what I was told to do, and it worked out, so I'm just going to keep doing it.
Sweet. Mark?
Listen to your sponsor.
Yeah, I think that clearly that's, you know, because what, that would be my final words too, because when I don't listen to my sponsor, things don't generally go as good. It's kind of like when I don't pray. I can usually tell by about 11:30 in the morning when I haven't prayed because stuff really seems to F up.
Gets a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I look and I go, then I call my sponsor. He says, go read, what page was it?
464.
Sweet. That's 10 better than the 454 big block Chevy.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to remember it from now on. Shelley.
Recovery path.
Yes.
Do we have any friends in Las Vegas?
Well, no, I came home.
Well, the three guys she gave the 10 bucks to.
That's true. The three guys I gave the 10 bucks to.
Sweet. Did you tell them to listen to the show whenever they got an internet connection?
Yeah, clearly.
Whenever they found a cell phone, like, laying on one of the benches?
Yes, clearly I did.
Recovery101.net?
What
friends do you want to talk about?
Well, we have Bruce.
The other white meat.
The other white meat.
In the city of brotherly love.
Romance.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at
Philadelphia.
What?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Okay.
Hey, listen, it's Philadelphia. Don't get that.
Anyway, he runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. And you can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post.
Cool.
And you can also inquire about franchise opportunities, and he will send you all the information you need to start the 12-Step Gazette in your little burg.
And Fran, would you please get on that?
Bruce, who's online?
InTheRooms.com is online.
.com.
You can go to InTheRooms.com.
.com.
And check out all the stuff at InTheRooms.com.
.com.
They've got groups at InTheRooms.com.
.com.
We got it.
They've got speaker tapes. They've got online chat. They've got meetings. You can post on people's walls. They got all that kind of stuff. It's absolutely free.
And half price this month.
It's half price of free. That means they owe you money. You go sign up, they'll pay you. That means not really.
Bruce will send you the check.
Yeah. Not really.
It's in the mail.
Email addresses, Mark.
Recovery_101. Recovery_101@hotmail.com.
.com.
Recovery101radio@gmail.com.
.com.
Recovery101radio@hotmail.com.
So. Wow, that hurt.
That was a really high.
Wow. I'm not even sure if that got caught.
Did
by
you
the
leave
board.
Something in your shorts on that one?
You know what? Shelly, you
is
can let
a little ache on the left
Shelly,
side?
Shelly, you can let go now.
Is there a little ache on the left?
Yeah. We've also got videos at youtube.com/easylooking, youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
Shelly, who is the lead out music? Bye.
Deer in the headlights.
Don McLean, American Pie.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Miss American Pie.
Drove my Chevy to the levee.
But the levee was dry. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
I'll take care of you.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write?